In this bulletin, a growing list of Eastern Sydney coronavirus exposure sites raises concern. The World Health Organization warns the prevalence of the Delta COVID-19 variant is growing. And in football, Celtic's new manager departs quarantine ahead of meeting the new squad. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. New South Wales Health has issued a COVID-19 health alert, advising anyone who has attended Westfield Bondi Junction over the past week to monitor for symptoms and get tested. Masks will be compulsory on public transport in Greater Sydney for the next 5 days in response to the growing concern about coronavirus. It's believed a man aged in his 50s caught COVID-19 while shopping at Myer Bondi Junction on Saturday, prompting health warnings about several potentially at-risk venues. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian is urging Sydney residents to be cautious this weekend, particularly those in the eastern suburbs.
Unless you absolutely have to, our strong preference is that you do not engage in any activity unless you absolutely have to, especially in those eastern suburbs communities, especially in proximity to the venues that have already been identified.
On Friday, Tasmania tightened border rules blocking entry for anyone who has been to New South Wales exposure sites, but New Zealand has confirmed quarantine-free travel will continue for now. Queensland has also named Waverley as a coronavirus hotspot. Labor has reiterated its concern about the federal government relying too heavily on the AstraZeneca vaccine in Australia after the guidelines shifted this week. It is now recommended people under 60 receive the Pfizer jab because of a rare blood clot condition emerging in some people who have had the AstraZeneca vaccine. Deputy Labor leader Richard Miles says Sydney's latest coronavirus outbreak and Victoria's lockdown orders emphasise the need to speed up the vaccine rollout. A court in Belgium has ordered AstraZeneca to deliver 50 million vaccine shots to the European Union by late September. The company says it expects to substantially exceed the target already later this month. The court says the firm faces fines worth €10 per missing shot if it doesn't hand over the vaccines accordingly. The commission initially wanted more doses, but the ruling includes far fewer than it had originally hoped for. US President Joe Biden has marked a COVID-19 vaccine milestone with 300 million shots administered in the 150 days since he first took office. More than 42% of the US population is fully vaccinated, and the target is to have at least 70% partially vaccinated by July 4. President Biden says many critics were skeptical that the pace could be maintained, but persistence has paid off.
We did it. We kept going. What we're seeing is a truly American accomplishment. 65% of American adults have gotten at least one shot, including 87% of our seniors.
The US has lost more than 600,000 people to COVID-19 since the pandemic began. The World Health Organization has declared the Delta variant of coronavirus, first identified in India, is becoming the most dominant variant globally. Britain has recorded a steep rise in Delta variant infections, while Germany is also making predictions it will become more rapid despite vaccinations. The WHO's Dr. Mike Ryan says the development of vaccines into the future is being challenged by COVID-19 variants emerging around the world.
So again, I think we're seeing a shifting and changing landscape in which the emergence of variants because of unchecked community transmission is leading to challenges in the health system. It's leading to challenges in vaccine development and demonstrating vaccine efficacy.
In football, Celtic's new Australian manager, Ange Postecoglou, has completed his quarantine period and is preparing to meet his new squad. The former Socceroos boss has been self-isolating in London since arriving in the United Kingdom last week. He will now travel north to see the team he has inherited from former boss Neil Lennon. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 19. Adelaide, similar conditions, 16. Melbourne, much the same, 15 degrees. Hobart, a possible light shower, 13. Canberra, partly cloudy, 13. Wollongong, showers and windy, 16. Sydney, showers developing and windy, also 16. Newcastle, windy with showers, 17. Brisbane, sunny, 20. Cairns, sunny as well, 26. And Darwin, less humid and mostly sunny, 32. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.